week's episode, today we are going to hack the past tense in German. Like all future episodes of German Hacks, this should be seen as a quick hack and not an extensive linguistic analysis. Let's start with a quick recap. The German language has three past tenses, namely Präteritum, Perfekt and Plusquamperfekt, which equal simple past and the two compound past tenses, the present perfect and the past perfect in English. Plusquamperfekt is rarely used in German, so let's forget about it. This leaves us with only two past tenses, and learners seem to struggle more with the difference between Präteritum, like in Ich sprach, ich ging, and Perfekt, Ich habe gesprochen, ich bin gegangen, anyway. As all of you have different mother tongues, I'm going to try and not compare too much with the simple past and present perfect use in English, but rather try to explain the German mindset. This leads us to our second hack of the day. Forget about the Präteritum when you speak German and just concentrate on the perfect tense. Exceptions to this rule of thumb are the three auxiliaries, sein, haben and werden, and their respective past tenses such as ich war, ich hatte and ich wurde. You absolutely need to know their Präteritum for two reasons. A, to form the perfect, as I said, it's a compound past tense, and B, we frequently use them in conversations. Although we have rules when to use Präteritum and when perfect, when Germans speak, they seem to forget, or should I say, ignore these rules in favor of the perfect. So, why not you as well? You will perfectly blend in, as the correct use might even be seen as awkward. The Präteritum is reserved for newspaper articles, books, formal emails and these kinds of situations, as it is perceived as being very formal. Perfekt, being a compound tense, which means it consists of a conjugated form of an auxiliary and the past participle of the main verb, might be a little trickier to master at the beginning, but is in everyday use and therefore absolutely worth spending some time on mastering it. So, A, learn your PPP, the past participles of the verbs, or, in other words, the third form and usually the third column in the verb tables. You have to learn such as gearbeitet, gemacht, getrunken, etc. And B, the exceptions when to use sein and not haben as your auxiliary, which will be the hack you are going to learn in next week's episode. Again, this hack is not meant to replace proper German learning, and if you really want to develop a deeper understanding of German, it is very interesting to learn about the nuances and little difference between Präteritum and perfect. But to get you started, or even when living in Germany, for your everyday conversations, you are absolutely fine when you master perfect. Here are two extra recommendations. English native speakers must liberate themselves from thinking in the same mindset, like, here I use the simple past, here present perfect, and therefore in German I have to use Präteritum in this sentence and perfect in that one. This does not work. It simply gets you frustrated. If you speak French as a native language, it's a bit easier, as the German use of perfect relates to how the French use their passé composé in spoken French. To sum up today's lesson, A, forget about the plusquamperfekt. B, forget about the Präteritum in spoken German with the exceptions earlier mentioned. And that's how you hack the German past tense. Next week, we'll speak about the perfect tense more in detail and hack whether to use sein or haben with a main verb.